The International AIDS Conference starts today in Toronto. The main issue will be how to expand treatment to people in the poorest nations of the world. One of the main barriers to treatment is the stigma that HIV carries. It keeps people from getting tested and allows the virus to continue to spread. It's a serious problem even in the U.S. In several cities, as many as 60% to 70% of the people living with HIV are African Americans. NPR's Brenda Wilson visited Houston recently, where a young woman talked about how the stigma of AIDS keeps the black community from dealing more directly with HIV.
On a street in southeast Houston, the brown and the beautiful in dreads, braids, and long locks cluster in small groups at the sidewalk cafes and restaurants. AIDS, Dina Gray says, doesn't figure much in everyday conversations around here, except as fodder for the rumor mill.
This is the interesting part about particularly the black community. I was told by one of my friends that a guy I dated, she had heard that he had AIDS, and that was kind of how, you know, information was passed along. Ooh, girl, I heard. And it took about 2 months or so, but I decided to go and get tested.
That was in 1991. Dina Gray was a freshman at the University of Houston with dreams of a life as an actress, which she quickly refashioned to come to grips with living with HIV.
I just decided that it wasn't going to be an issue in terms of how I maintained my life. I wasn't going to let someone walk around saying, ooh, I heard that Dina had HIV. I'm going to tell you myself.
And tell them she did. Since then, she's become a well-known AIDS advocate in Houston. In places like the Reggae Hut on Alameda Boulevard, she's known as the good girl who got HIV. She says the subject of HIV and her infection seldom comes up, with the exception of special AIDS events. But it's a conversation she thinks more African Americans should be having.
We wish people could sit out on a patio and have a conversation where people walk by and hear HIV and what are they talking about and get into a conversation. But those are rare. You need someone who has the knowledge to be able to do that. When people say to me, you know, well, isn't it true that mosquitoes carry it? People still believe this. The theory of the green monkey in Africa, that goes back to, you know, the early 90s. And so you can almost see where people stop paying attention to the information because what they have and what they're feeding you to try and understand it is really old. When you tell people that, you know, blood, semen, vaginal fluid, and breast milk are the four fluids, they look at you like, well, what about saliva? We ruled that out years ago, but people don't know this information. And so that feeds into the hysteria, that feeds into the stigma, that feeds into the rejection, that feeds into the abandonment of the issue. It's that education piece that we have to get more institutionalized and ingrained in our systems so that when a man says to a woman or vice versa, listen, yes, you have to wear a condom, that there won't be those stigmas attached to, well, why do I have to wear one? Well, what did you do?
In the early days, when Dina Gray needed someone, she had to turn to white service organizations. Even today, many black people in Houston wouldn't know where to go. Although Houston has one of the largest HIV clinics in the country, the Thomas Street Clinic.
Unless you have HIV, you don't know what Thomas Street Clinic is. No clue. You can't even get to Thomas Street. It's in a place where most African Americans don't go. They're not going out to the Heights. Thomas Street sits around houses that cost, you know, the small houses, but around the corner there are $200,000 and $300,000 homes in that area. That is the largest and that has the most comprehensive resources available. But if you don't have to go there, yeah, you're not going. You're not going to have a clue about Thomas Street Clinic.
Yeah.
I'd have to do a survey about that and see how many people actually would know what that is.
There's a whole lot I can talk about.
Can I do a survey?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. We'll do a survey.
Okay, do you all know where Thomas Street Clinic is?
No. Thomas Street Clinic. Never heard of it. Never heard of it before.
I'm new to Houston.
Thomas Street Clinic?
Not one bit.
Why are you asking about the Thomas Street Clinic?
Well, because it's the second largest AIDS clinic in the country. And
Thomas Street Clinic.
Yep. And 60% of the people who receive care there are African Americans.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I guess it's a good thing I don't know about it. I'm fabulous. I'm great now. I thought I was like...
Ooh, yeah, never been there.
I don't know anything about it. Clueless.
What is it?
What is it?
Yeah.
It's a clinic. Uh-huh. It's a clinic, oh, it's a clinic for treating people for treating people with HIV.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Yes, man. I thought it was like a, you know, like a spot.
Like a place to hang out.
Yeah,
you
like
know,
a place
for a good time or something like that.
Yes, man.
Yada Benzomolina, Farouk Plummer, and Andy Taylor didn't know. Kosila X didn't want to know. But the information saddened one young man.
What's your name?
Courtney Jacobs. Southeast Houston has the worst cases, of HIV and AIDS. Well, a lot of them in the area don't even know that they are infected. Maybe like if some free testing or something like that. Because there are a lot of people, that are losing their lives every day. Like, I've lost, like, 3 friends personally that I've, like, grown up with, and I'm 30.
Beyond the basic public health information that young black people may be missing, Dina Gray says, there's a larger issue at stake here that is essential if they're going to be able to protect themselves. That is a knowledge of themselves.
Do you know who you are and who you're sleeping with and why you're sleeping with this person? You can't just sleep with somebody and then when you find out that person is infected, have an attitude. What level of accountability did you take in protecting yourself? So there's a level of self-responsibility, I think, that we're not requiring the community to look at our own selves and say, all right, man, for real, what are we doing? I'd love to go back and visit more with Courtney. He seems like a really intelligent brother. He seems to know, and he doesn't have a fear of having a conversation. But you saw the faces on the rest of those people. When you said Thomas Reed Clinic and AIDS, they were like, oh. Like, yeah, man, that's not me. And, the reality is it could be.
At the root of the denial, she says, is a fear. One that cuts to the quick of even the strongest.
That rejection, you get it. Every time you reveal yourself to somebody, there is always that chance. You're always on that middle ground of acceptance or rejection. You have no idea which way it's going to go. Every single time. 15 years later, I still have no idea if I say it, if you're going to, run for the hills or you're going to stick around.
And so people don't get tested. And when they do, they don't tell. And the disease continues to spread. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.